Chapter 1. It's in the bulletin. 862. At chapter 1, we're going to go through verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Amen. You may be seated. Hey, Drew, is this working now? Do I got this? Am I good? All right. Perfect. I am going to need my crutch, so y'all bear with me for a second while we get to that point. But Christmas, barely a week ago, and to tell you how fast things change, I don't have to tell you. Do you remember what the temperatures were last week? They were, Saturday, I think we had maybe 15 minutes above freezing, and then it got right back below the freezing mark. And that's just how quickly things change these days. It's like November happened and all the Christmas came out. On the radio stations, you began to hear Christmas songs. But then December 26th came and it's gone. It's like, what happened to Christmas? You know, there's got to be this after effect, this afterglow. And there is. It's built into the church calendar. The church celebrates Christmas beginning on Christmas Day for, I think, 15 days. It's 2 weeks until next Sunday will be the Sunday of Epiphany. I encourage you to not put Jesus away, to keep him out, to live with him all year long, right here in your heart. Grow with him as he grew, because Jesus went from being the baby in the manger to being the God of his people, to being the Lord of our hearts. But that's our choice, and that's what we have to do. We can't put Jesus up. And I'm sorry, I digress. That's really not my sermon. But it was just something that I thought about as I began to think about, okay, what are you going to preach about today, Ken? If you'd asked me Wednesday, when Rodney first sent me the thing that said, hey, my flight is going to be delayed and I may not make it back, I'm like, okay, I can handle that. I got 5 days. And then Thursday, it was either Thursday or Friday, I got the word that he was going to be back. And I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about it. And then this morning at 8 o'clock, the phone rang. And we're leaving immediately after church to go to West Virginia, so all my stuff to print anything or get any references is all packed. And there's no way I can pull it out and pull that together in time. But that, I digress, because God has given me a word this morning. We are at a crossroads. We are at the beginning of a new year. We are a body of Christ. And what I would like to challenge us with this morning is to make that commitment for this coming year to grow. To not just keep Christ there, but to grow in Christ. Not just as individuals, but as a church. So that is my challenge to you. And what I found this morning was something that I think might be appropriate for us. Whether it's appropriate for us or not, we're going to do it. It is a service of dedication. The exact words are covenant prayer. And so what I am going to do is, since we don't have it printed out to where we can all do this together, I'm going to read both parts. And I want you to hear these words. These are words that John Wesley originally penned. And they are very, very appropriate for the church now and all year long. And so I encourage you, as you hear these words, take them to heart. Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, the Christian life is a life found in Christ, redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. We are those who have entered into this life and have admitted into the new covenant of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of this covenant. He sealed it with his own blood so that it would last forever. On one side of this covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Every day, God proves his goodness and grace to us, showing us that his promise still stands firm. On the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live life for ourselves, but instead to only live for Jesus Christ, because he loved us and gave his life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and reaffirm our promises and our vows. In this same way, we come today to renew our covenant with God. Many generations have done this before us, and today we make the covenant our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us all to God. The confession. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ, but we sometimes fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. Let us pray. Father God, you have set forth the way of life through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you love dearly. We confess that we have been slow to learn of him and have been reluctant to follow him. You have spoken and called to us, but we have not listened. You have revealed your beauty to us, but we have been blind. You have stretched out your hands to us through our friends, but we have passed by them. We have accepted your gifts and offered little thanks. We are unworthy of your unchanging love. We now confess to you our sins. Please forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for the inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways that we neglect fellowship and your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ, and for the ways that we deceive others. Forgive us when we waste time and when we misuse the gifts that you have given us. Forgive us for when we have made excuses for the wrong things we have done and when we have purposely avoided responsibility. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, and that we have not been ready to carry our cross. Forgive us that we have not allowed your love to work through us to help others, and that we have not made their suffering our own. Forgive us for those times when instead of working for unity, we make it hard for others to live with us because of our lack of forgiveness, inconsiderate judgment, and quick criticism. Forgive us when we have not tried to reconcile with others and when we have been slow to seek redemption. Forgive us also for these sins that we silently confess to you now. God, the Father of all mercies, is faithful to cleanse us from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us gather here before the Lord now in covenant to commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with many services to be done. Some of these services are easy and honorable, but some are difficult and disgraceful. Some line up with our desires and interests, and others are contrary to both. In some, we please both Christ and ourselves, but then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer. Let us be your servants. Let us follow your commands. We will no longer follow our own desires, but give ourselves completely to do your will. The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone will be our reward. We are not our own. We are yours alone. Make us into what you will. Rank us with those you will. Put us to use for you. Put us to suffering for you. Let us be employed for you. Let us be laid aside for you. Let us be lifted high for you. Let us be brought low for you. Let us be full or let us be empty. Let us have all things or let us have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your pleasure and disposal. Christ is Savior to those who are his true servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. To be his servant is to consent fully to his will. Christ accepts nothing less. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Now confirm this truth in Holy Covenant. Make it a reality in your life in these five ways. First, set apart a time in your day, more than once, to be spent alone with the Lord. Seek to perceive God's special care for you and gracious acceptance of you. Carefully think through the words of this covenant and its conditions. Examine your heart, even if you have freely given your life to Christ. Name the sins in your life and reflect on whether or not you are willing to choose Christ's holy laws and strict commands. Be sure you are clear in all these so you do not lie to God. Second, uphold a serious spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Do not trust in your own strength and power, but rely on God's promise of giving grace and strength. In this way, he will empower you to keep your promise. Fourth, be determined to be faithful. You have given your heart and life to God. You have opened your mouth to dedicate yourself to the Lord. With God's power, never go back to your former way of living. And finally, be prepared to renew your covenant with God. Fall on your knees, lift up your hands, and open your hearts. Let us pray together. Our righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see us now as we fall down before you. Forgive us unfaithfulness when we have not done your will. You promise mercy if we turn to you with our whole heart. God requires that you rid yourself of every idol in your life. From the bottom of our heart, we here and now renounce every idol in our lives, covenanting with you that we will not commit any known sin. By turning against your will, we have turned our love toward the world. In your power, we will watch for any temptation that will lead us away from you. Through Jesus Christ, God offers to be your God again, if you allow him to be. Before all heaven and earth, we here and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, as our Lord and God. We vow to give you all of ourselves, our body, our soul, to be your servant and to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. Jesus Christ is the only way and means to God. God has given us Jesus as the way and means to salvation. Jesus, we here and now accept you as the only new and living way. We join ourselves in covenant with you. We come to you hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. With all our power, we accept you as our Lord and head. We renounce our own unworthiness and vow that you are the Lord, our righteousness. We renounce our own wisdom and take you for our only guide. We renounce our own will and take your will as our law. Jesus has told you that you must suffer with him. Jesus, here and now, we make this covenant with you and accept whatever comes in life. Through your grace, we promise that neither life nor death will separate us from you. God has given holy laws as the rule of your life. We here and now willingly take on your yoke and burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. We accept them as the rule for our words, thoughts, actions, promising we will strive to order our whole lives around your direction. We will not allow ourselves to neglect anything we know to be our duty. The Almighty God searches and knows you, even in the thoughts of your heart. O God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us to set it right. And now, glory be to you, God the Father. From this day forward, we shall look upon you as our God and Father. Glory be to you, God the Son. You have loved me and washed my sins in your own blood. From this day forward, we shall look upon you as our Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power, you have turned our heart from sin to God. And from this day forward, we shall look upon you as our Comforter and Guide. O mighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become our covenant friend. And we, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servants. You are ours, and we are yours. So be it. May this covenant that I have made here on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. We're going to enter into a time where we can seal this covenant, a time of Holy Communion. And what we're going to do is we're going to pass the plates with the cups and the bread. The bread is on one side. You'll open that side, turn it over, and get the bread out. Then open the other side, and the wine is available, or the juice is available.